Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tabletop Escapades. Today, we have some unfortunate news. Ian is not able to join us today, so we can't continue the story. It's not Ian's fault, just couldn't be here. And so we're trying to come up with an episode that'll be a little bit fun, a little bit lighthearted to kind of fill in the space. Classic anime filler. And so we've come up with a little game. What I have done is on those note cards that you see in between Kyle and Huber there, there are a bunch of tabletop characters, one per card written down. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go down the line and a person is going to draw a card off the top. I have shuffled them a little bit. And they're going to try to describe the character to us without using their names. And whoever gets it first, whoever says the correct name first, will get a point, and then we'll tally the points up at the end. Just for fun, just something lighthearted to kind of reminisce on old characters, on places we've been, on places that we're going. And yeah, just to have a bit of fun. So Huber, do you want to start us off?
I would love to.
With the first card.
It would be an honor. I think if you say, I don't know who this is, you get minus a point.
I'm going to say that a lot.
I like that rule. I like that rule. You know what? I think this game is going to evolve as it goes on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is a quieter character. Quiet. Kind of newer. Newer on the scene. A quieter, newer character. Kind of snuck up. Has become more endearing as time has gone on.
Kata?
No.
Become more endearing
Doros.
As time has gone
no.
on.
Move?
No.
Okay. Rings.
Yes.
Oh!
Rings.
I did. I'm realizing.
I forgot rings.
More endearing.
Rings is still
been
alive.
In forever.
He's a blade now.
He's like okay. a club.
Right. I'm realizing that I'm the one that wrote these names down. So like, I know what the pool is.
We all do. No, we all do.
Yeah, we all do. We've all been here. We've all played.
Should I give myself a half a point?
No.
Yes. Half a point.
Okay. No. All right. I'll do 0.5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
This is the all-time edgiest character of Tabletop Escapades.
Therese?
Yes.
Yes!
You know my first thought was Therese, but then I was like, this is the edgiest character. All right, that's a point for Brad. That's a point for Brad.
Hell yeah.
All right, nice.
The big bad guy. The one with... Who would have the Infinity Stones in this universe?
It's
the biggest bad guy.
It's the.
I'm stuck on this too,
yeah,
dude.
It's
Totaka.
That's right.
Oh. I want to see how Totaka.
I just kept
spelled.
Seeing a tiger, dude. Tiger.
Oh, technically, it's Totaka.
It's Totaka. Yeah.
But we'll give it to you.
What should give him a half point? Yeah,
so to everyone else who's always been curious, it is Tataka.
Yeah, that's
Tataka.
True. We've definitely had
Totaka.
I should spell the characters.
Right?
Yeah. Because I do think that gets confusing. It's a good point. All right.
Thinking of Jungle Book, dude.
Dude, same.
It's throwing me off.
Just thinking of a big lion's tiger's face. Yeah.
Shere Khan.
You know what I think I should do? It might be more fun if it's just between you three.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna know all these.
Okay.
So here, I'll do the cards.
You should at least give us one, right?
What's up?
You can still give feed
oh,
us.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna feed you guys.
Okay.
Feed me.
That Pete deals.
Catapult.
Lock.
Damn it.
Nice, Huber.
It's a point for Huber.
On the board.
So is the game also to do this in fewest words possible?
What's up?
We should do this in like fewest words possible.
Okay. Do you want me to just keep feeding you guys and then have you guess or should we?
I kind of like Ben just feeding us them.
Okay, sure. All right. Let's do that. Let's do that.
I thought the catapult would work.
We know.
I really did.
We know.
If I just landed
like,
on the damn
we didn't have the math
ogre,
sound
no, I was never okay
like,
with
land
that.
On it and then do a, like,
like a sword down, you know?
Here's the thing, though. I know, like, we're in fantasy realm, right?
Yeah.
But, like, think of that ever working in real life ever. Like, people launching others in catapults.
It would never work in real life, but yeah. We are heroes, man. The age of myth and hero, like Lord of the Rings. Legolas would have made that.
He would never...
Gimli would have made that.
Never has been in a catapult.
I mean, Legolas defied gravity in The Hobbit. Remember the
that
steps?
That dude was, like, skateboarding down steps, shooting orcs.
They would have nailed that.
The thing is, Huber, if I remember correctly, the rules were not in your favor.
No. Bad and I had a broken arm. I forget about the broken arm.
Well, no wonder it didn't work.
You know what? I'm cool with it because we did have a big Lord of the Rings battle in that city, right? Like your idea was stand the ground and make it happen.
Huber did. That's kind of why I remember like. You never want a character to die, but I felt like you had your moment. Yeah. It's not like you...
We gave him so many chances to get out.
Yeah, everybody did leave.
It was like a suicide mission.
Yeah. All right. A very long tongue. Faith.
Lingua.
Yes.
Oh.
Why, who are you thinking?
I was just thinking of, like, did we meet a creepo with a long tongue in the
part? Yeah, me too, dude. Some cool reptile.
Reptile. I keep just, like, I keep seeing, like, things in my head that are not related to the show, you know?
All right, I'm going to try to be...
just, like, a giant, like, lizard tongue.
If you want to throw out non-show things, too, maybe I put, like, a Thanos in there or something.
Liquor.
I'm going to try to be even vaguer with these words, with these characters. Friendly.
Pomper.
The merchant.
It's Pomper.
Yes.
I'm amazing.
Nice.
Well done.
Yeah,
well
Pomper's done. Friendly.
Well done.
It's part
Kyle's
of
in the
deal.
Lead, 3-1.
Oh, snap.
There's only one word to do this.
Okay.
Grain.
Lars.
Oh.
Brad got it.
I was so waiting for that, baby.
Those reactions.
Keep those memes alive.
I had somebody, there was a comment that I saw, and they're like, you should tie Lars back into the story. And I was like, just for fun. I think they were, you know, they were good intentioned.
Like
I wasn't, wasn't bothered
shop
by it.
And it's like Lars's grain or something.
Lars's brother, Bars. Yeah.
Not that the story has done a great job of being consistent or making sense, but I did, like, I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know how I can do that. Still thinking, though. The season isn't...
Don't give up.
Season hasn't wrapped up.
Alt-Universe Lars, we're in his country, at least. Well, no, we've been dimension hopping a couple of times.
I know, I'd be on the same planet.
Well, and the thing is like, Lars didn't really have power. He was not a figure that...
Dude.
Yeah, he was just some dude.
Just some dude.
All right,
Ooh.
Stew?
Potbelly?
Wow!
Yes.
Well done,
that's
Brad.
Like when we met him, right?
Yeah, dude.
Well done.
Goodness. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, he had some rabbit stew or something.
Y'all want
right?
some stew?
Brad is a lore expert.
Would you guys say you're better with names or faces?
Oh,
faces.
I don't know if there's anybody on this planet worse with names than I am.
I'm very bad.
I mean, that's
names,
probably
usually,
not true, but
can I do a locked and loaded takedown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm bad at names too. I think it's simply like your brain doesn't care. Like you remember things you care about. And so I think when someone says like I'm bad with names, it simply means like you don't care.
But to counter that, sometimes I don't care about a random face I see at a market, but I like remember the face.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it a weird face?
I don't know. I don't know.
So what happens when, because this happens to me all the time, where like you do care. Like there are stories that like I'm invested in, maybe not the most important thing in the world to me, but I'm like, I can't remember that character's name.
Yeah.
True.
TV shows.
And also it's times where, like, where we got to do like interviews at E3 and like, hey, everybody, I'm here with. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That really sucks.
The worst is when it's somebody whose name you've said a lot that is like very well known that you admire and just for some reason in
just,
that moment
it just
you feel like the
away.
Biggest idiot in the
There's
world.
There's gotta be some like science to it. It's probably like different parts of your brain, right?
Dude, names it, and faces. It's like
math versus art or something.
If you wanna be Seacrest, you just put the work in. You get your flashcards and you do
train,
names.
You train
dude.
That muscle.
It's a muscle for sure.
But even Seacrest has got to have mistakes.
Even
Kyle, that's a weird motivator. I don't think I want to be Seacrest.
Regis.
We're just talking about Regis. Regis.
What Hubert Love's universe, dude?
Regis never slipped on a name.
I wrote these names like right before the show, right before we started shooting, minutes before. And it was just like, this is who I can remember at this this moment. Yeah, okay. Without any research.
Yeah,
so
the deep cuts.
Yeah. Not too many. All right. Shame.
Game of Thrones.
Zemnar?
Zemnar!
Yes!
It's my character. I have to know that.
But was it... didn't we have a snake man named Shame?
No, it was...
What was the snake man's name? I don't remember.
I wrote it down, dude. I feel like it's
the Punished Snake guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't think it was Shame.
It wasn't Shame.
No. Dude, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep. We just talked about this.
Did we just talk about this guy? I haven't talked about that
guy. No. I mean, just concept. Like... Oh, yeah. Yes. The concept. Yeah.
It'll come. Who are you, Snake Man?
It'll come.
So, Brad...
Disgraced.
Disgraced!
That's it! Nice job!
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
Hold on. I got distracted fast and loose here. I got distracted with the thing. So, Brad, have you gotten 4 or 3?
I think 4.
Okay. We're going to put you at 4.
Maniac.
Brad's on a hot streak.
Zemnar.
Therese, Zemnar, Potbelly.
Take him right to the
Was there someone else, or was that it?
We can actually go back through. So, you got Zemnar, Potbelly... Who got Lars?
Oh, I got I got Lars. That
okay,
was it.
Yeah. Then I think you've got 4. I think that's right. You are a point ahead of Kyle.
Mm-hmm. I would say out of every D&D name, Zemnar is the most Kingdom Hearts.
It's Zemnis, right?
Yeah. I didn't even come up with that name. That was Kyle. Kyle
how
knew.
Fitting.
It's Zemnis with an R instead of an S.
Kyle knew.
And then we tried. Like we're like, how would we spell it? I'm like, don't make it like Zemnis. It's like Zemnis.
All right.
Zemnar.
Perfect.
Alien.
Ripley.
This might be tough. Treehead.
Tree man. Number one?
Number one!
Yeah!
Brad is the lore master.
Tree man.
My goodness.
Dude, Brad has been like prepping for Sekiro lore. Yeah. And so he has just adapted his brain.
What's the bloodline mean?
Yep. Dragon Rod. Someone's are you
ringing.
Ready for Dragon Rod?
Kyle's ringing.
That's a rare occurrence.
Ringing on wild.
I'm happy it's on the most casual episode of
you know
the
what?
Yeah.
We just probably had a few of those.
Yeah. We just never had one of those.
No way.
You just didn't. It was on vibrate. You couldn't tell.
I got another locked and loaded takedown.
Okay.
There we go.
The iPhone 8. Used to be really hard for me to accidentally activate noise. Now just flip. Just
now you're just doing
time.
It all day.
Right in your pocket.
Maybe you should put your phone in a different direction. Like, do you put it face first? Or if like
yeah,
bottom
flip it.
First. Maybe flip it around.
I'm in my own pocket?
Yeah.
Sure.
How tight are your pants?
Very tight
They're
pants.
They're super tight.
Very tight pants.
Okay.
That's a factor.
They're European.
Normally I go airplane mode for podcasts. I messed up today.
Whoa.
All right.
Airplane mode. That's very region. That's very secret.
That's
from
Keely too.
Do you ever say before you put it in airplane mode? Going to work.
Yeah.
Time for work.
Okay. Song.
Bird call?
God.
Huber was like ahead of me.
Huber doubted himself.
Yeah.
He could have had that, but he doubted
you
himself.
You did. You had the
the bird.
Yeah.
Because in my, again, I'm a visual person, so I saw Dylan. So I was going Birdcough, but I saw Dylan
okay.
in my brain.
No, you did not.
I swear.
Dylan the Seagull or Dylan
yeah,
the other Dylan?
Dylan the Seagull.
Okay.
I got a question. The last, like, 3 or 4 times, I don't know how many times it's been, but it's been a number of occasions where, like, we're getting ready to shoot Tabletop, and you guys, like, keep talking about Dylan, and I'm like, wait, what is Dylan? Is it a painting?
Painting.
Yeah, it was Birdcough's pet seagull.
But
this must have, like...
But there was a dark past.
I feel like Dylan was conjured as I was, like, thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And so Dylan was kind of existing on the side.
Yeah, he's just the painting in my hut.
But, yeah, alt-universe Birdcough has a whole other Dylan.
There's a different Dylan. Yeah. I know what it is.
Oh, cool.
It's a raccoon.
Oh.
It was Dylan the raccoon.
MCU.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is good. Dude. Because he goes, seagull. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. But yeah, because I'm like, how the hell do you know about Dylan?
TTU. All right. Large.
Ramos? Dang it.
Hammer.
This is Valiant.
Oh, no. Dude, it's...
Come on, Huber.
It's Eye Patch Man.
Eye Patch Man?
Did he have a large hammer?
Old Benjamin.
Lingua. Yeah.
Oh.
Benjamin wasn't large. He was a dwarf, right? He said Villain already.
Villain? Okay.
It's not Zemnar again.
Kata! Kata!
Kata!
Oh, that's not right. I should have thought of Kata.
Right. He has your hammer, dude.
Yeah. Oh, the old hammer.
Oh, right. Our mothers. Oh, no, fathers.
Greece.
Right, I had the...
Oh,
man. Kyle, I was going to be really disappointed at you.
We're all just trying to... visuals, man, visuals.
Yeah, the visual helps for sure. It's so bloody.
All right.
I miss our fighting game.
My
ultimate was just summon Yogala. It was great. And so for some reason, it was really good.
Yeah.
That might be... there's a lot of things with Easy Allies that I can't believe have happened, but I think the fighting game might be...
It's up there, dude.
That and the Lego were pretty surreal.
What bums me out is that person, like... screenshotted some alt costumes and said like updates coming, and like I know life interrupts everything, but it's I'll always think about that update.
The are you
the balance patch?
Don't taking king
don't
update.
Guilt them. They're doing this out of their.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's like clearly like don't make that a priority, right?
Yeah,
but like,
don't
man.
Right. Oh yeah,
that update.
Okay, all right. Before we continue,
that console port.
If you could have one alt costume for any ally, what would it be?
Come on, hook me up, Kyle.
Oh, I would give Huber Rio's outfit with the jacket.
I was thinking a bear costume.
Wanted, though. Oh, okay.
I thought Wesker for you. Yeah.
Wesker. Just put sunglasses on him. It's close enough.
Ben, I'd give you your Titan costume.
The blue
for
lights.
Sure.
Yeah. Kyle... I would give you Regis. Like, you just are Regis.
It's just a microphone or something. Oh,
cue cards.
God.
So it's like Tekken alts, where it's like same character, same moveset, but like like Tiger. It's like a whole different guy.
No, your ultimate then needs to change to like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
You ask the audience and they like shout at him or something.
I want it to be like the ultimate is like an intimate conversation with a fan.
The whole game just stops.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm.
All right. Next character. Mentor.
Benjamin.
Plant.
Doros.
This is Doros. Nice.
Brad gets it.
Nice.
Plant.
He chewed on that plant.
Dread and Ragnar. I want payoff with those two.
You know, I think we've gone through all the cards.
Wait, is Ragnar Dread's killer?
What?
Who is Ragnar?
Prince Ragnar.
Prince Ragnar.
He was
an Emperor Dread.
An Emperor Dread.
Yeah.
Okay, so Prince Ragnar died.
Emperor Dread died.
And Prince Ragnar blamed Law.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
You want to know like the process of just DMing this group in terms of train of thought?
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of times like where I'll just be trying to think of like, okay, this is what we're going to be doing next, and I'll like turn to you guys to introduce it, and then Huber will throw something else at me. So here it was Ragnar. It's also been like Ninja Way, and like I just look, and it's like he's treating it like I've been part of the conversation the whole time. which is nice. I'm going to do a couple of others just on the fly.
Okay.
Thief.
Nikator.
Ooh, Brad was so ready, dude.
It's not that, but that would be good.
Old Benjamin.
Kyle's fighting back.
I was going to say Old Benjamin, but then I thought of the woman thief that like
the
ran
Hobbit?
Away.
Who?
She ran away in the alleyway.
All right, so we're going to... We'll do this.
Name? Oh, her name was Janine or something.
Janine. I'm gonna give Kyle a point. I'm giving Kyle a point.
God. Yes.
It was the next one I was gonna do.
Yes. So all she right. left with a chef whose name I do not remember at all.
Dude.
Oh, I don't.
Was
remember
Was that
the
guy bleeding
name.
Out in the alley?
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been a lot of characters on the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of characters, Bird.
Dylan.
Skull.
Skull!
Yes!
Nice, Brad.
Well done.
Nice, Brad.
Were you, like, studying with flashcards here?
No.
What is going on?
I'm just, because they were around the same time of all those characters. Yeah. So I was thinking of Skull.
A vulture named Skull is just cool, dude. Yeah.
Okay. Here, how about this? We'll open it up. Does anybody have one that they want to throw out there?
I cannot remember a single name from Black Pot Academy.
I can't either.
Yeah, what was the professor's, like, the headmaster's name?
Bubblemeyer.
Bubblemeyer.
You know, you could have said anything there, and I would have believed you. Yeah.
What a name.
Man, Black Pot. That was so
Bubblemeyer.
Fun.
Bubblemeyer
was very fun.
For Fantastic Beasts 3, please. It's such a perfect
did you see? did you see Fantastic Beasts 2?
Yeah.
How was it?
The Crimes of Grindelwald?
I haven't seen any of the Fantastic Beasts.
It was fine. They're, like, if you are, like, intimately attached
to Harry Potter,
lore...
Mm-hmm.
You might be a little upset.
There's like some, controversial stuff.
Wouldn't say intimately attached. Like,
but you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had fun with
it. You know, on the side.
Yeah.
Does it take a stance on the sewer systems?
I think
that, isn't that like a newer thing?
I don't think so.
Maybe the next movie will.
Are you going to, excuse me, are you going to Star Wars Land? When that opens.
Yeah, did you hear they have to do like reservations?
I'd prefer that, dude.
Yeah, it's smart.
I prefer to wait 5 years to have the best day.
How long do you get in there, though?
I think if you get a reservation for a specific day, you have access.
To the whole day?
The whole day.
Okay. What are they going to do, kick you out?
They might.
Dude, Disney can do. Come grab you?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
All right.
A pleasure.
I've got a couple more.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Daggers.
Mikator?
No.
Daggers.
Horns. Pink.
Ramos.
Nice.
Ramos!
There you go.
Huber clawing his way back.
I thought of Doom when he said pink, like the pinkies.
Heck yeah.
All right, we'll start broad with this one and drill down into it.
God.
Leader. Spiders.
Varys.
Vampire.
Oh, shoot. What was his name? Come on, Kyle. You fought him.
Yeah. His name is...
I like the glasses push up there.
Belmont.
Yes. Belmont. That's it.
I will give you the starting letter.
Uh-huh.
K.
Oh.
K.
I'm not even close to this one.
Casimir! Wow.
Oof. What a pull.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
We never knew. He was like, hey, I'll team up with you later. And then we went to Tataka and he's like, Casimir's dead. Casimir, no, Casimir.
Could have been sick, dude.
Yeah.
Vampire friend?
Yep.
Wasn't he like really depressed though?
He was. Yeah. And he's like, all right, I'll go help you.
That was a sick arc.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Sweets man!
Nice. Well done, Brad.
Those reactions, dude.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Good grief.
That was a headshot.
Yeah.
That was
a headshot.
Those
reaction times,
yeah,
dude.
Man.
You have Counter-Strike, seriously. Dude. The AK shooting the headshot.
Kal-El straight.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's going to be a little bit tough.
Uh-oh.
Tall Tower.
Is this the one Charisse, like,
it's like a boss in here, right?
Yeah, it's when Therese fell off, right?
Yeah.
Flying creatures.
Yeah, dude, there's a boss.
Red.
I don't
know. I remember this boss fight, dude.
Was this the hag? Is it in the castle?
I feel like we're in the castle at this part.
I'll give you a big hit.
Right, we needed to rescue, and like Ian went down the stairs.
I'll give you a big hit. Season 1.
Yeah, this is the one I think Ian fell off, right?
Yeah.
No, I guess season 1's pretty long. Okay.
Season 1's very long.
Antagonist.
Thanos.
Dragon.
Khaleesi. Smog.
The Dragon Lord.
Yes, yeah. That's what it is. That's
Okay.
The Dragon Lord.
Okay. Did we learn his name or was he Dragon Lord till his death?
From Dragon Quest?
All I remember is Dragon Lord.
Me too.
I got.
And he had a cool suit of armor.
Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
That's as much as I could ask for.
The tower was crazy. Going up and down the crazy rooms. Okay.
Tower of
Latria?
Latria.
Pretty cool zone.
Is that, which one is that?
Demon Souls.
Demon Souls, dude.
Do you guys want to know the final tally?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
unless we have any more names that we want to throw out.
Dude, I feel like we're forgetting like a ship captain or something.
You probably.
Oh, we're forgetting. We're forgetting. Okay. A ton okay. Of people.
It's got to be some kind of
blood hag.
Wait. Fame. Oh, fame.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So fame should have been on there. Yeah.
Warpick.
Yep. Also. Yeah.
Warpick.
Who was the townsperson in Kalvide that quarreled with Yogala? You had a quarrel with someone. You were trying to get into the rich part of town, dude. There was some dude who like had a house.
And I like painted his fence or something.
Yeah. I forget.
Kyle, you were some guard. I can't remember that guy.
When you had that whole scene going on, for a moment I thought like, this is going to be where Kyle's story goes. It's like he's going to go and like
start a circus or something.
Economically invested in the city. Yeah.
Took your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went out to gamble one night, and then that gambling night went awry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like we were going to be fine. We were just going out to the races.
You made me think of another name.
Okay.
Okay. Chains.
Oh, I don't know Chains as a name. We only called Chains Chains.
The inspiration for this character was Michonne from The Walking Dead.
Oh no, dude! I'm not gonna remember the name, but I totally remember this. This was the
kind of like Dragonlord. It's a
she was like chasing
sort of a
us?
Title.
The Huntress.
The Huntress.
Yes.
Oh, Brad, dude.
Oh, Huntress.
Yeah.
I always thought of MVP. A warden from Warcraft 3 for some reason.
Okay. Nice. How about Law had a really intimate scene with someone else in the jail, and they broke out together.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Tyrell.
Nice, Brad.
Tyrell. I remember that character.
You were so,
I'm impressed. I gotta say,
that
I'm impressed.
One, yeah, I've been what? Impressed this whole time, but that's like,
good.
Okay.
That was good.
All right.
Other one I forget is
next
the
level.
Leader of the Black Rose, who was in cahoots.
Oh, dude. I know his name. I can't think of it, though, right now. Doros. No, that's not. It's something along those lines, I think.
Yeah.
Shoot, what
and
was his
was
name?
He was Dragonborn, right?
That yeah,
Dragonborn
he was.
As well.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, what was his name, dude?
Oh, yeah!
Shoot.
Did it start with
Donovan
a D?
Or the...
Dovahkiin.
Dovahkiin, yes.
I'm not gonna get it.
Shoot,
I don't think I'm gonna get it either.
It?
I could try to look...
I don't know if we can.
...my old notes.
Oh, okay.
Chat, who is it?
Yeah, who is it?
Let us know.
Let us know.
Chat is screaming right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
I think it's something with a D, right? That sounds right.
I forget the name of the guy who sent us off on our first mission.
Me too.
Oh, no.
There's some, like, the leader.
It's amazing how much of your own lore you can forget when it happens over years.
So much, dude.
And you guys...
We just ruin everything anyway.
No, you don't ruin it. It's just like, you know, you're making it alongside.
There's Gold Boy 1 and Gold Boy 2.
Gold Boy 1 and Gold Boy 2. The guy who sent you on your mission, I should know. That one I feel bad about.
Who did we fight at the racetrack?
That was a Nightingale.
Someone
wasn't
like
it?
Busted in. Yeah, dude.
No, I'm pretty sure Ian. That was your first encounter with the.
It was Ian that got seen.
Yeah.
It was either the Huntress or another female Nightingale lady.
Yeah, we were in their office and there was a safe in there.
I forget.
But like, it wasn't our fault. Like, Nightingales ransacked the track.
Yeah.
Regardless of our own actions.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I'm recounting tabletop drunk. Like, that's kind of what it feels like right now. Brad, you have a pretty commanding win.
Moof.
Yeah, I thought of Moof as we started the episode. I was like, I should have put Moof in.
You should have just said friendly fire.
Yeah.
Friendly fire.
Co-op attacks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This one should be in there. Eye patch?
Old Benjamin.
No.
No. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Carmine.
Kuo.
Yes.
Kuo!
Yes!
Another point
Fish
for
man.
Kyle.
Palvin Squibb.
Squibb.
Yeah,
I think
Palvin
I was holding...
Palvin should have been on there.
I remember Carmine because I like held on to his liver for a while.
Who's Carmine?
The little... He was like the guy that got transformed into the little goo guy.
Yeah.
Or the Play-Doh guy.
Oh, Go and guy. Even the puffs.
Yeah, the puffs.
Brad,
the
I was
puffs.
Trying to remember the Guts character.
The Guts character.
Oh, the friend of the Puffs.
Yes.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
Guts.
I think it started with an R.
I think it was just Guts.
And then there are names.
I'm so bad with names.
The Puffs turned into dragons, and that got really tough.
Yeah, yeah. Got them killed.
Yeah, but there were like three that had names, and they had like special flowers on their heads.
The Puff.
Yeah, dude.
The Puffs were definitely a turning point.
Oh, man.
I really liked the Puffs, but
who
controversial edition.
Who
I would
was
say.
The bard we got killed by the snake?
Yeah.
Who was that guy again?
The bard. Okay, the bard was. I want to talk about the bard a little bit.
Ooh, let's do it.
Because the bard was like the way that you guys had been kind of playing and still play to this day. The bard was my attempt at being like, okay, I'm going to try to give them a motivation to attach to, someone to maybe, you know, cast doubt on their decisions, generate a little empathy. But it was kind of like, do you remember the baby that was crying that you ignored?
Yes.
Yeah. It was great.
Immediately.
It was like worst. It was like that all over again, where you're just like, just straight face, we don't care, we're going to send you to die. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to, that one, it's not going to work. It's not going to be an effective, they're not going to, but then sometimes,
we get attached
Pumper
to something else.
Goes after to like, he will go to death's vault, door for like a mouse.
Yeah.
But like, Palvin's still alive.
Palvin lives.
Palvin's still alive.
Oh, there's a baby crying over there? All right, we go the other way?
Yeah, we skip. Yep. That was fun.
It's a fun game.
What are the, yeah, okay.
Brad
trying
wins,
to think
though.
Of Brad
I,
wins.
Yeah. I can't beat Brad's reactions, dude.
No.
The total that I wrote down, hopefully it's accurate. I didn't, the ones where you were just like, move,
yeah,
I didn't count, but
loser
Brad.
Loser first.
Oh, okay.
Get me out of the way.
Well,
three.
I have half a point, and then Huber has 3 points.
Three, all right.
Yeah, right.
Hey, three.
Kyle
three.
Has eight.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And jeez. Brad, lore master.
That's my title.
Has 11.
Yeah, it was
lucky Ian wasn't here.
It wasn't just reactions. Like Tyrell was a pull.
Man. That was a pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I respect it.
You know, I bet Ian would have done well.
Yeah.
Ian's.
Ian pays attention.
Yeah,
I think more than all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got
but
the
yeah.
DC books, so.
This was very fast and loose, but we just wanted to be lighthearted, have some fun. I'm sorry that we're right at the end in this story. We can't continue the story, but we will do so as soon as possible. Of course, we want everyone here so we can go to the conclusion
it was
of the second season.
It was a really cool way to just look back at the characters, because that's like my favorite part of D&D. Mm-hmm. It was just all the party itself and the people we meet along the way.
I feel like looking back in this scattershot way is very true to this show.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for humoring us, for understanding. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you for more Tabletop Escapades soon.